strong flexibility in order to be able to move this process forward. Flexibility doesn't mean compromising your rights. Flexibility means trying with the other side to reach mutually acceptable solutions in which both sides can find reason to see their intersect. That's what we call a non-zero-sum, positive-sum game. If we are looking at a zero-sum game when we come to nuclear negotiations, we're doomed to failure. So if you're looking for where somebody has given and where somebody has taken, if you see in any achievement a concession by one side and a gain by the other side, then I do not believe that you have the right approach to find a solution to this issue. This issue can only be resolved, based on a positive sum formula. Attempting to resolve this issue from a negative sum perspective, from a zero sum perspective, will lead us to a negative sum conclusion. That's what we've had in the last 10 years. A zero sum perspective has led everybody to a major loss. A non-issue has become a crisis of international proportions. Iran has increased the number of its centrifuges, and at the same time, sanctions have been imposed on Iran. So nobody can claim victory for what has happened in the past 10 years because of that zero-sum approach. So if you're looking for concessions versus gains, I do not think that we'll be able to analyze correctly where we're going. Where we're going is to find a solution where everybody can claim victory. And that's what I'm aiming. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.